The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betray desires. And a piece of the game.
mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
All right, everybody, welcome to Mop Writing with Dwight. I didn't know if there was going to be a show tonight or not. I decided after speaking with the head honcho Carlito that I would do one. So I'm here. And alongside me is the sexy Ron Newman.
Hello.
And we're here to make some callings.
Call machines.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Yes, and people are requesting songs and shit like that. I may play some of the songs you request during breaks or something, because eventually I will need to go into the fridge. So, for now, we're going to make some comments. And this is the first dumb motherfucker put their number on Facebook. I'll read a little message. And I'll read it in the voice I believe that they use. Is it a man or a woman? I believe it's a man. Guys, I have a cell phone again. Hit me up with numbers. I don't have any new my new number is blah, blah, blah. If you text me with your name, I'll just add it. Or Facebook message me. Then just get it to me anyway. Thanks, guys. So we're going to call this one. And, I looked through the Facebook machines a little bit to check down a couple friends, too. Oh, I just lost all those numbers. Or the names.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Disappointing. Carlito sent me a bunch of funny voicemails. He wants me to start leaving on people's machines.
Nice.
I forget who they were, but...
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? Is this Edo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, where's Monica at? She was supposed to meet me over here to go to the movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
And we were supposed to go, go to the movies, and then we were going to go for a drive. We can go see we can go see that Ninja Turtle shit.
Oh, that shit, back here.
Me and her, and then we're going to take a drive, and then I'm going to, maybe squeeze her titty or something.
Oh, good luck with that one.
Good luck with that what? You don't think I could do it?
No, good luck letting her get her to let you.
fucking Mike told me, he said, this is an easy bitch, you should be able to get it.
Who told you?
Mike.
Mike Martin. That? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my brother?
Yeah.
Oh, alright.
He said, you should be able to hit it, bro. And I said, hey, whatever, I'm kind of in a slump. I need one of them slump busters, so I'll take that bitch out.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's fucking Dwight.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Dwight. Me and Ron are going to go over. Fucking Ron's friends with Jessica.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, Ron's with me. We're going to, all three of us, we're going out on a three-way date.
Damn.
He's friends with Jessica Colley.
Yeah, we're into group sex.
What the fuck is this?
We're gonna fucking make her airtight,
Huh?
We're gonna make her airtight. We're gonna fuck. I'm gonna take the ass. I'm gonna let Ron take the pussy. That's the type of friend I am,
All right, rip it up. I don't mind.
Yeah, good.
Take her off my hand.
Well, he's got a sexy iPhone there, and then I got one of these Samsung Galaxies, so we're gonna sit here and take some videos and shit, and we're going to get different angles, and we're going to compile it.
Oh, fuck it up, dude. Take her off my hand.
And we're going to put a Nokia N900 upper cunt flaps.
Yeah.
Oh, and
then,
shit.
And then you know what I'm going to do just special for you, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get her pregnant, and then you're going to raise my kid.
Gonna
cost you all kinds of money.
We're both gonna bust in her, so like you won't even know like which one of us is actually the dad. You know it's not you.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Then we'll show you the video. This video is gonna be fucking great. It'll be like Michael Bay directed this shit.
It'll be like Michael Bay. Michael Bay directed pretty shit stuff.
Yeah.
What was that? I couldn't understand you. It sounded like you were really sad.
I hope it's better than Michael Bay.
It'll be fucked up. It'll look something like Aliens or something.
Oh, alright. Now you're talking about good movies. Alright.
Aliens was a piece of shit. You have horrible.
These guys
taste.
Are going to tag team the shit out of you and stretch your vagina.
Yo, yeah. Put her on. It's been a minute.
Yeah, what the fuck?
These two guys are going to stretch the shit out of your vagina and nut all over your titty.
Get her on the horn. She was supposed to be over here a half hour ago.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Monica.
Yes?
Yeah, why aren't you over here? You were supposed to be over here like a half hour ago.
What?
Yeah, it's me, Dwight. You know, Mike? Mike, your boyfriend's brother there, he told me that you were kind of easy and that I should take you out to, like, Ninja Turtles and shit and then go on a drive and I could just, you know, fuck you. And Jessica told my buddy Ron that he can come over and get in on it, too, that you like three ways.
Yeah, Edel said it's only, like, if we just give him, like, $60, it's cool.
They're on the way.
Where's she at? She on the way? Where'd she go?
Hello?
Where'd she go, motherfucker?
Huh?
Where's she at?
She's on the couch.
Is she ready? Are you, do you want to get her prepared for us?
Yeah, tell her I brought one of those TENS units, you know, the electrode things. I'm going to put them on her nipples and turn it up to, like, level 25.
Yeah, we got, like, two car batteries, motherfucker. We can go all night.
I don't know who it is. That's why I didn't leave.
We're going to bring a strap on, and we're going to bring a strap on, and she's gonna do you. You're going to get pegged.
Hey, let me ask you this, buddy. Are you gay for pay?
I'll tell you, it sounds like Nina Magraca, but I'm not entirely sure who it is.
You got it.
Fuck, you fucking got us.
Asshole. What gave it away?
Fucking, Nina, why do you think you can disguise your voice, fag?
What, you don't like this? You don't think it's authentic?
You fucking disappeared.
For real though, we're all getting sick of your shit though.
Yeah.
Like, you think it's just a joke, but like, we're just fucking tired of you. Like, stop hitting us up and everything.
Yeah.
All the time.
And tell Monica that I heard that she'll do something strange for a piece of change.
Dude, well, how the fuck you been, bro? I haven't spoken to you in a while.
I've been in jail.
You killed somebody from Blue?
No, I just got out. They put me in jail over there in Alcatraz.
Alright, so now what really happened?
Yeah, I was in jail. I got pulled over with a little bit of weed, and the cop told me to get the fuck out of the car, and I didn't think that was right, you know. It was only a couple joints, and so I fucking slugged him, and they put me in for like 3 months.
Get the fuck out, man.
Yeah. It's fucked up. I told the judge, the cop said he pulled me over for a broken taillight, and my fucking taillights aren't broke. They're still working to this day.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I walk with a limp now. That fucking cop messed me up.
And you got shanked in prison.
I can't tell if you're serious or not, bro.
No, I'm serious as shit. I walk with a limp now. He fucked my right leg up.
Are you still living over there in Union?
Yeah.
I might stop by since I got all this extra time.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Come over tonight.
I'm still recovering. You know, I'm still on fucking crutches.
Dude, come over tonight. I'm trying to chill. We got some tree. We got some Jaeger.
Nah, I can't go. I can't drink right now.
Come on, bring Monica over. We'll chill, the three of us. The four of us.
Yeah, Jessica's coming over.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that? Who the hell is the other guy?
Oh, I'm Ron.
Yeah, that's my buddy Ron. You ever heard Ron Newman? I thought I introduced you guys at one time.
No.
It was at a party or something. I swear to God, I introduced you. He was that crazy motherfucker that I told you. He went to that party with me one time, and he went and did an upper decker in some guy's fucking toilet tank.
I had a bunch of Molly, so it got weird.
I don't remember that shit.
So, look, maybe we can come over there, though. Do you want us to come over and we'll bring, like, we can smoke some DMT together? You know? Just blast off on some DMT?
Dude, is this really you or not?
But that's Ron. This is me.
Yeah, I don't
Ron,
fuck around.
I told
around.
You, Ron's crazy. The other time, I took him to a party with me, right? He went in the bathroom, he shit, like, on this brown paper towel. And, like, on his way out of the party, he put it in the microwave, fucking put it on fucking 8 minutes and just left. It was fucking crazy.
I'm a fecal artist. I use feces in public satire, you know?
What the fuck am I listening to, guys?
Come on. Ron's fucked. He's a good time, though. He only gets like this when he's been drinking fucking Jaeger, though.
Yeah, Jaeger and cough syrup.
If you get him like some whiskey and vodka, he's a cool dude. He's fine. But as soon as he rips into that Jaeger, he's out of his fucking mind. He starts doing Jaeger shots. He wants people to like hold the shot with their buttholes and shit, so he can take the shot from there. It's really a sight. I've got the video. I have to show you when you come over.
Yeah, we're coming over tonight. We're doing it. We're doing this thing.
All right. Who really is this, though?
How late are you guys going to be up tonight?
Who really is this?
I told you who I am. You know who I am. And that's Ron. He's my buddy. I got your shit on speakerphone. That's why he's talking. I was like, check this out, Ron. I'm gonna call this guy. He's going to fucking love this shit. And, you know, we've been drinking a little bit, so we fucking drunk dialed you, and we're like, I'm going to fuck with him. How do you think I hid all the information, you know, about Monica and shit, and your brother, and fucking Jessica?
And Jessica? Who's Jessica?
Yeah, Jessica Colley.
She's a
Who
bitch.
The fuck is it?
It's some cunt. See, I know her. I had sex with her.
You never met Ron? He used to fuck Jessica all the time.
Yeah, he used to fuck her in the ass.
They never dated, but they were always fucking on the reg. They were always with each other.
I knocked her up one time, but I, like, you know, we did a home abortion.
Right.
You know, like, she took a bunch of vitamin C and shit.
He fucking bailed right there. He hung on a lot longer than I figured he would. But when you have that personal shit on them, like, there's gotta be somebody I know.
Yes, I love when they do that, though. You're just like, yeah. Busted, sorry.
Yeah, you sit there trying to remember, like, the times I introduced you to them, and she, nah, I don't remember. But the shit was just so wild, you gotta remember.
And they'll make shit up, you know, in their head.
I was waiting for him to acknowledge that he had met you.
Yes, yeah, because he'll do that. They will do that.
So I say that's a good, that's a successful first call.
Yeah, it was funny.
Very nice. In case you people are wondering, I do believe I will be doing a BTR tomorrow. But it's probably going to be strictly Gary. at least until he stops answering calls. And, it'll continue after that if we find a viable target. So, yes. That'll be it. That'll be a late one because Gary doesn't go on until 11:30, so that'll probably start up about 11:25. So, it'll be a late one. I do invite everyone that wants to call Gary. I know I have plans of having Neon in the comp with me. Just so we can fuck Gary up and throw him for a loop that a female's calling. And, because that'll really fuck his ego up. And I'll have to have the dash in here because I'll have to use this tool. That sounds kind of dirty.
He dashy.
I want to use your tool. So, okay.
That's pretty hot. I'm turned on.
Fucking Gary would be proud of me. Tell him how you really feel. And we should hear some better quality of sound here tonight. Seeing how I turned off the beeping from the Skype machines and from the room, so we won't be hearing that shit. We do have Sloth taking a bong rip.
Always.
I don't believe he's engaging in any illegal activities.
It's tobacco.
Yeah. You went to one of them corner stores where you get the tobacco bongs?
Well, no, it's a water pipe, you know? I buy it, and then I go to the banjoed restaurant, and I buy the shisha, and I smoke that.
I used to tell people all the time when I worked in a gas station back in the day, they're like trying to buy those bongs. I was like, those are for tobacco use only.
Yeah. They are. Then it's not, see, like, everybody always thinks that's about pop, but that's legitimate. That's the truth. Nobody actually smokes weed all like that. I think it's statistically, like, maybe 1.2 people. Well, 1.2% of the population has ever smoked weed.
That place was fucked up, though, because they used to sell it, like, in the same cabinet, the, like, the bongs and, like, little, it wasn't even the bongs, but the little smokers, like, the, you know, like, 3-inch ones with the bowl on the end. And they had fucking digital scales and shit in the same thing. I'm like, that's shady.
That's for weighing out vitamins and supplements, you know?
Yes.
That's why they also sell the empty pills. You can buy empty pills. Gel caps.
Jag TV just sent me a number for a, quote, sassy bitch.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't paste it, because I...
Yeah, we'll call that next. We're going to call Lexi, as soon as I get back to her fucking thing. And all she did was put her number as they texted me. So, I tried to look through her photos to find a bunch of friends. And this girl takes a lot of selfies, and they are pretty whorish.
Women generally do that.
So we're going to call and say Zoe wanted us to tell her to fuck off.
Hello?
Hey, Lexi.
Who is this?
Yeah, it's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight, I'm Zoe's friend.
Wait, who is this?
This is Dwight.
I can't fucking hear you.
Dwight. D-W-I-G-H-T. Dwight.
This bitch is getting lippy.
Okay.
Yeah, Zoe wanted me to call you.
Okay, say what?
She didn't want to tell you this, but I will. She wanted me to tell you you're being kind of a bitch.
How would I do?
She said that you, you've been getting awful fucking lippy lately. And, like, you keep
I don't know who the fuck you are, but you need to shut the fuck up before I cut your throat.
Hey, she said you were being lippy and you keep Jesus Christ.
Bitch.
Cut my fucking throat.
Call her back.
That's fucked up. That's not nice.
Okay, well, you're not nice.
You don't have to be such a bitch.
You know what? You need to go back to preschool and learn some shit. I don't even know who the hell you are.
My name's Ron, and that's Dwight.
I give a fuck.
And Zoe's a cum dumpster.
Zoe's a what?
Cum dumpster.
Zoe's a cum dumpster.
Okay.
Yeah, her asshole's been stretched 3 ways from Sunday.
Okay.
So, like, why are you making threats and shit to kill people? That shit ain't nice.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Okay, well, first of all, whoever you were with, or if you said it, you guys don't need to be calling me up telling me what Zoe said. If she wants to say something, she can come say it to me. She can message me, she can say it to my face. You guys don't have to keep saying that. This bitch is getting annoying.
We
I don't know why
to.
You called me. Why the fuck do you have my number?
Are you on them poppers? You're going a million miles a second here.
Yeah, you need to go not do so much coke all the time.
Tell me not to call, goddammit. I'm calling back.
This bitch.
Hello?
Yes, we were actually calling from 105.6 The Hawk. And we were going to give you a great prize package, but threatening to kill people.
I don't care. Get a life.
Shut up, bitch. I wonder if I should save that number.
How old is she?
I checked everyone. They should all be of age. So.
No, I didn't.
I don't remember, but she was commenting something about her brother, like how much he's meant to her over these last 18 years. So she's at least 18.
Well, I'm not actually worried about that. I was just curious personally.
Yeah, that's what I would guess, though. But okay. From what she was saying, and then she had a job and shit. She said, blah, blah, blah. So,
I vetted
him first. I didn't want to pull a JAG TV and fucking call it 12 years.
Well, I didn't think anything we said to her would be bad, even if she was a bit on.
Cut my throat.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's like a fucking. If she was 16, she'd be a fucking really unstable 16-year-old.
Josh wanted me to ask her if she's fucking her brother. I think that would have elicited a real bad response.
Remember that chick? I think it was like last week that was at the Walmart. It was one of Jag.
It was one of Jag TV's ex-girlfriends,
Yeah, that was funny. Her brother's like, oh, she's a virgin.
And Jag confirmed, no, she was not. All right, speaking of Jag, we're going to call his number. We're going to call the sassy bitch.
This is probably another one of his ex-girlfriends.
We called a bunch of them Sunday. This guy's in a number to, like, her other friends, and she was confused as shit. Jag, what's her name? You didn't put that. You just put sassy bitch.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voice.
He didn't give me a name, so I'm just going to call her Sassy Bitch. No, I'm not accusing people of killing Robin Williams tonight. That is not on the agenda.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has...
It's looking like it's going to be a no-go. That is a no-go. See, we talked to Lexi. All right, this is going to be Bruce. And this motherfucker is huge. Like, fucking ripped. So I'm thinking he's probably going to be on the roids. But I do have his wife's name. So we can take this at another angle here. He says something about... To all of my zero friends who may never need to contact me, have a new cell number. Come on, Bruce. Answer the phone, Bruce.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that...
Coming back.
Hello?
Hey, Bruce.
Yo.
Yeah, it's Dwight.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Dwight, man. I got the new number.
Dwight?
Yeah.
Dwight who?
McClanahan.
I don't know. I'm not sure who that is, man.
Well, that's fine. I'm not really calling to talk to you anyway. Where's Brandy at?
She's over here.
But she's supposed to be beating me over here to go see a movie.
All right, man. I hear you.
So, like, you know, why is she late? We're going to have to wait for the next one to come up now.
Yeah, I know, man. It sucks.
You know, I'm supposed to take her out. We're supposed to go have a drink and shit, and then we're supposed to go take a drive.
Hey, man. Sorry, dude. Shit sucks, man.
Well, I mean, we're not canceling, are we? I mean, I went and picked up Ron and shit. We're supposed to do this three-way.
Man, shit. I guess so, dude.
Nah, like, tell her to get ready. I'll come over and I'll pick her up.
Picked up who?
I got Ron Newman over here. We're gonna fucking bang her three-way.
Yeah, hey, all right, man.
Hey, listen, tell her to get ready. Tell her I'll come over to the house and pick her up.
Yeah, I got you.
Is she getting ready or what?
Yeah.
Tell her to bring goggles for the bukkake.
Yeah, what is this guy? What the fuck's your problem, Bruce? Are you down in the dumps or something? You're sounding like a real asshole.
Nah, man. Nah, I'm good.
Put Brandy on the phone, you mother. I don't want to talk to you and your penis.
Hey, dude. Just don't call back, man.
Put her on the line, motherfucker.
Yeah, I hear you, dude. Hey, you come... I mean, I don't know how you got the number or who you are.
I'm coming over.
But, yeah, I mean, you can come on, man. I mean, that'd be the worst mistake that you've made in your lifetime. I can promise you that.
She told me about your fucking erectile dysfunctions, so I don't think you're doing much of anything. You're pumping them steroids and shit and made yourself, a penile invalid.
I hear you, dude. Come on over, man.
She said you nut too early, like all the time.
Yeah. Come on over, man.
Said the only way you get an erection is if you go lift weights.
Yeah, and then you totally just blow your shit out in fucking like 40 seconds.
Yeah, dude, you got it, man.
Hey, just come on over. Put her on the phone, bitch.
All right, man.
Get on the phone, motherfucker.
I hear you.
I'm tired.
Where are you from, anyway?
I'm from fucking Trenton. I just moved out here, you cocksucker. You don't know about me.
You sound like you're from Jersey. Have you ever sucked Pauly D's dick?
I just told you I'm from fucking Trenton. Where do you think Trenton is? It's in fucking New Jersey.
Pauly D's dick.
Pauly D ain't a real Italian. Only faggots know who Pauly D is. You worship at his shrine, don't you? You fucking gay bait.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. I heard you. You're gay for pay and all that shit.
I can't even understand your accent.
I come over there, you probably try to kiss me on the lips or some shit.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure.
He likes the boys.
Get Brandy on the horn. Tell her man's on the line.
I hear you, man. Hey, look, dude, just don't call back, man.
If you hear me, you'll put her on the line, you cocksucker.
What's going to happen if you call back?
Yeah, what is going to happen?
No, I mean, it ain't no big deal.
You're going to drop in the fetal position and cry or something?
Probably,
yeah. I fucking figured, don't block my number. I'm warning you right now, don't do it.
We're going to call you back.
All right, man, do what you got to do.
Don't block my number, I'm telling you.
We're going to call you a lot.
All right, bub.
You think a blocking machine can stop me? He's gone.
Hey, Call him back. He's an asshole.
If he doesn't pick up Dashy, we may need you for a moment.
He's a dick.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later.
Hey, Dashy, I need you for a minute. I need you for a quick second. Need to make a phone call. He probably did, like, two buttons and blocked that number.
Yeah.
But we know a way around this.
Yeah, the smartphones, man, these days, these kids.
And the machines.
Yeah.
Unk wanted me to ask if that guy even lifts. You even lift, bro?
He probably doesn't. He looks like he does.
The picture he had was in the gym, I think, lifting at that point. Probably wears overalls. Yeah, overalls with no shirt underneath to fucking try to show off his shit. He's fucking Gary. That's what it is. It doesn't look like we're going to get a hold of Dashy. I'll leave him in here, though.
It looks like he picked up.
Oh, wait a minute. He just picked up, I think. Dashy, I need that tool for a second if I could. Because Bruce thinks he's slick and blocked our number. While he's doing that, I'm going to sit here and talk about my erection. It is magical. I only get one about every other month.
Damn.
So I don't want to, you know, just fucking leave it hanging it out there. So I'm thinking I'm going to fap a little bit and just get them.
George and style.
Someone's telling me to turn my volume up. I'm pretty fucking sure my volume is just fine.
You sound pretty good to me.
If I go any louder, shit's going to start crackling on your guys' end.
Balls!
Boo! That's as loud as it's going right there. It's probably because I'm not yelling, because I have fucking neighbors and my windows are open.
And your fucking niece is always coming in and shit.
Yeah, hopefully she's sleeping.
You always have her come in and say, like, a vegetable.
I don't, she does. She comes in all the, like, I need to lock my fucking door.
I figured that was you coaxing her into saying things like, I think the last one was like cucumber or like watermelon.
I was in a conference one time and like, she wanted to say, she, like, even when I'm not doing anything, my mic's just sitting on my desk. And she comes over and acts like she's talking into it. So I'm like, okay, well, you can say something. And she was like, pickles. And I was like, okay. And she leaves. Well, now she'll walk in and she's like, I want to say something. I'm like, fine, say something. She's like, ketchup and pickles. Like, okay, goodbye.
Ah, yes, it was pickles.
It's like the only way to get her out of the room. Otherwise, she wants to sit here and talk and try to coax me in a plane, even though she sees I have my headset and the fucking microphone out.
Have you tried throwing, like, treats?
Treat, yeah. I don't keep treats in my room.
Well, just keep some in there and then throw a couple, like, into the hallway.
Turn her into a dog is what you're saying?
Yeah. How old is she?
Five.
Five? Dude, seriously, you act like it'd be difficult to do. Just, it's positive reinforcement.
Yeah, here's a fruit roll-up, fucking chuck her down the hallway.
Yeah, like, first, you start by, like, just forcing her to leave, and then when she does that, like, you just leave a couple there, but then eventually you just start throwing them, like, after a while.
Start some E.T. shit, like, I start doing, like, M&Ms down the fucking hallway and shit, leading her back to her room.
Yeah.
There you go, go follow the trail.
Yeah, dude. It's a good idea, I think.
Okay, I'm putting the info in for 490, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, what the fuck? This thing makes weird noises. I like it.
Calling, Bruce Beck. Let me just double check this number, make sure I'm not calling some random asshole. Should be calling Gary's personal line tonight, too. See if he'll pick up. Fleet.
Hello?
Hey, Bruce. It's Dwight again, motherfucker.
All right, man. What's up?
Hey, put Brandy on the phone.
Yo. She's right here. She can hear you.
Put her on the phone. I don't even want you near us here in our conversation. I want to whisper some sweet nothings into her ear.
I hear you.
You always say that, but you never fucking do what I tell you.
You sound like Peter Griffin.
Ah, fuck. He fucking got me. How the fuck do you know?
Sound exactly like Peter Griffin.
How'd you know it was me, man?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Did Brandy, smart like that.
Did Brandy tell you we were fucking?
She did, man.
Yeah. She tell you, like, she told I'm me that I was the best fucking lover she ever had?
I know, man. I'm devastated.
You know, she lets me raw dog her all the fucking time. I tell her, I say, you know, you're going to end up pregnant, and Bruce is going to be raising my child, you know, and he's going to incur a lot of charges.
Hey, man. What they call me, Daddy Bruce.
Plus, you know, your penis touches his semen when you have sex.
Yeah. Or when you kiss her. Your lips touch my semen, too.
Yeah. His semen gets inside of you.
How's my dick taste, yo?
Big Daddy Bruce, what they call me.
Nobody's ever called you that.
Yeah, nobody.
Big Daddy.
Except maybe when you're in the men's fucking locker room there showering up after you lift. Do you even lift, bro?
Hey, man. Hey, Peter.
You even lift, bro?
I can't even take you serious. I can't even take you serious, Peter Griffin.
Do you want to have a fight?
Yeah. I'll fight you at the Walmart.
We'll have a fight. We're down if you want. If you want to fight us,
I'm down, man.
I'm like 6'8". I'm 240 pounds ish. You know, I really, I like, I'm down. Fucking, I'm diesel. And Dwight, he's got a like a lot of mass to him, and like good balance. So you're not going to be able to take him down.
Yeah, winner gets to the fuck your old lady. It's a fatal three way. All right, you're making this too difficult. So like, maybe we'll let you in. You can watch. We'll let you work the camera.
Do you have a steady hand?
All right, Peter.
Yeah, like you're not gonna fuck this up, are you?
Are you bringing Polly D with you too, you faggot?
Who the fuck is Polly D?
Damn, I'm not sure what he's on about.
You sound just like him, man.
Who?
Oh, Jesus Christ. All Italians sound like Polly D, apparently.
Oh, him. This guy again.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore guy.
Yeah. You know what? No matter how much you argue, motherfucker, Brandy's getting a dick tonight. It ain't yours.
That's fine, man.
She's just going to sneak
out. Don't bring her back when you're done, dude.
Oh, we're gonna bring her back. She's going to walk home.
I mean, I don't want her. You know, I'm not even giving that bitch fucking cab fare.
Fuck that. Cabs are expensive as shit.
Not even wasting my gas.
And live free.
We have some cold pizza we're going to feed her before we set her on her way, though.
You ever watch wrestling? We're going to do like the mandible claw on Brandy like fucking Mankind used to do.
So did you know that she's into water sports? Or has she not come out with that?
Yeah. Matt fucking Hillock told me she's into blood play.
Ugh. I hate that shit. That's gross. But it's true.
She's a nasty bitch.
I know. It's fucked up. I feel dirty now for having had sex with her with Dwight. 3 times.
I didn't even use a condom. That, fuck, I should have done that.
I know. I just got my results back from the clinic, actually, and I am clean. So that's amazing. Thank the Lord.
I got the AIDS from Brandy.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
That's the big one. He's fucked.
I was hoping, you know, for the HIV myself, but just fucking full blown.
It went straight to the AIDS. That's amazing.
She's a fucking incubator.
She is. She's patient zero for the airborne AIDS virus, apparently.
I think she's like the patient zero for the entire world.
What in the fuck was that?
That was him hanging up.
Okay.
What the fuck was that? oh shit. Jag's posting ex-girlfriends again.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck. I'm sure he wants me to use, like, the caller IDs to call the other ones. Sunday, we called up one, and we kept calling her from, like, a bunch of other caller IDs that were actually her friends. So I was like, hey, Madison, I'm with Savannah. It's like, we're going to have sex, and she wants you to listen. And she's like, what the fuck? Where's Savannah? I was like, she's downstairs getting me a cookie. and I was like, I'm gonna eat her cookie, and like I just kept like doing shit like that, and she would get all irritated and shit and confused. She would hang up, so we would call back, call her ID as another one of her friends, and I would feed her the exact same story, you know, same characters and everything. And she's like, wait a minute, what the fuck? And she's just like really confused and shit. And I called it. Jag actually put his number in, and I called her. And I'm like, it's me, Brett.
I'm like, oh, nice.
You want to listen to me fuck and all this shit? And Jag acts like he gets on the line. Who the fuck is that? And I'm like, shut up. I'm going to fuck this bitch. And he's like, who the fuck are you talking to on my phone? And she was like, what? And then, like, right after, Jag's asking Nick if he could edit the girlfriend section out. I was like, what do we got, we got something we shouldn't have done. He goes, no, but she's not answering me because he texted her afterwards. I was like, what the fuck was that? And she texted back.
Oh, man.
Well, that and I think I sent her over the edge when I changed a caller ID to the devil's number.
And fair enough.
Called her. But yes, very good. We might have to drag the JAG TV in here at some point.
I like when people call as the devil. That's funny to me.
Gary fucking was cracking up last week, and then he started clapping and shit.
Nice. I remember Landell's reaction when Dashie was calling his cell phone as the devil. He's like, "You got the motherfucking devil calling me and shit."
All right, hang on. I'm gonna pull up Gary's number. I'm gonna give him a call because he put his number on the website like a dumb motherfucker. And let's see. We're gonna give him a ring-a-ding-ding.
Whoa.
That was accepting my caller ID.
Whoa.
He did answer the last couple times I've called him. It says on his website, call from 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. Call him anytime. And, well, it's any fucking time right now.
It's only 10:45 here.
Come on, ring. Just waiting for that ringing.
You have reached the office of Gary Brodsky.
I got an idea he doesn't stay there very late. Me and Dashie were under the assumption that this was a phone line in his house. Because you can't put those type of hours and not have it just ringing into your house. Plus, I doubt that he's making the kind of money to sustain an actual office for his bullshit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem plausible.
All right. So we talked to Lexi, we talked to Bruce. This is Dan. And Dan has a sister named Janelle and a daughter named Helena. And I think his daughter's probably 16, 17. But here's his message. 41 days in Lorain County Jail was a nice vacation. Now it's back to work. Who wants some friggin' ink?
Oh, yeah, I saw this earlier.
Gotta get my phone back from my lovely P.O. Call me at the house.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker's been in jail. He just got out.
I wonder what for.
We may have to ask him. No, George, we are not making... First, we don't do threats, and I would never do that. Damn it, George.
Do you know June Griffin?
No.
I guess it's like a thing. Nobody's called her in a while. New is saying... This video is relevant to this.
Hang on, I may need to use Dashie's tool to get a local number.
Bird. But yeah, I guess watch that video. Nunu has her number, and he wants us to call her.
Is it a UK number?
It's like some bitch singing about Jesus, some old lady.
I guess I got like $25 worth of credits. I just copied this guy's number exactly as my CID. That's fine.
Whoa. I like these noises. They're actually quite nice.
Like, if you put a wrong number in or a wrong caller ID, I used to just fucking outright, like, make you feel like an asshole.
See, I just like the woo-woo-woo. It sounds like lasers, space weaponry.
That's quiet because he put his mic on his desk while he was typing. I need to get a floor stand, like something fierce.
Okay. Nunu, what kind of political alignment does she have? Please tell me.
Hey, Dan, I'm calling about getting some ink done, buddy.
Dan's not here.
Oh, because Janelle told me to give him a call. He said he should be home right now.
Oh, he's not here as far as I know.
Is he out checking on Helena, make sure she ain't out getting some dick or something?
I don't know.
You don't know. Isn't he supposed to be inside? I mean, he is on fucking probation.
He was here, but he went off to go do something.
Ah, Jesus. Has he got a phone I could call him on?
No.
Ah, fuck. All right, when he gets back in, you make sure I told him to go fuck himself, okay?
All right.
And you can go fuck yourself, too.
Okay.
You got that? Write that down. Go fuck yourself.
All right.
All right. Now wad that paper up and shove it up your ass for safekeeping.
I'd rather not.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Come on.
You have a nice night.
Fuck you. So, apparently, I don't know where he's at, but apparently, while being on probation, he could still run amok any time of the night.
Yeah. Do they always? Is it, like, mandatory that there's a curfew for probation?
No, no, but I figured I'd try to go that route with him. I think it depends, because some people... they do have to have one, like, there's a fucking machine that'll, like, go off, and, like, you gotta be within that machine, like, within 15 minutes calling your fucking probation officer. But they may reserve that for, like, parole or something.
Hmm.
I don't know, I'm not well acquainted with the justice system.
I'll bet God. You are. You've probably flipped a lot of ambulances.
Yeah, but not under my name. Jason David Frank took that rap.
It's true. He's gonna do hard time now.
Okay, so Dan's out. This is a fucked up name.
Yes.
Davion Oates Fat Humphreys.
That sounds like a fake last name.
I don't know. I don't think it is because I found a picture with the same last name, but her name was Toya on his page. I think it's a fake middle name or whatever. But he's according to his message, he says... I'm in the city. I'm tatting. New phone, same number. Blow did join up.
Blow did join up, brah. Yeah,
blow did join up.
Blow did join up. Boom. Yeah,
so we're going to call him.
I imagine he talks like a black wheelchair Ken.
Oh,
like IRL.
He looked pretty fucking gangster in his the photos he was taking. But then, like, he was doing, like, poses where, like, he was trying to be remorseful about something. I was like, this motherfucker a tattoo artist, or is he trying to be a model or something?
Maybe he's just homosexual.
Could be.
I mean, that's possible.
Hello?
Yeah, Davion there?
Who is?
Yeah, this is Dwight. I'm trying to get some ink done.
You say what?
I'm trying to get some tattoos done.
Who is this?
Dwight.
Who?
Dwight. I'm friends with Toya.
With Toya? Okay, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do all this, bro?
I'm trying to get, like, a big cross on my right arm with Jesus up on the cross.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to get that done with the name Rest in Peace Jason David Frank under it.
When are you trying to do it?
So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
I'm saying, when are you trying to do it?
Well, I'm going to be at Toya's place, like, in an hour and a half.
You talking about Toya in Brooklyn?
Yeah. Toya Humphreys, that's where I'm going to be.
All right, ain't no way you can meet me nowhere else.
Oh, you scared of Toya?
Nah, hell nah. Why you say that?
Oh, I didn't know. You said you wanted to meet somewhere else, you know. I'm thinking like 2 hours.
Nah, I'm saying.
I'm going to go over and have sex with Toya real quick.
You say what?
Yeah, I'm gonna go fuck Toya real quick, and then I'm thinking about getting this tattoo done. She's paying for it.
Hello, bro. What? Hello, start over. Hello. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me. I'm here.
Now, you say you want a what?
I'm trying to get the, Jesus on a cross thing going with Rest in Peace Jason David Frank under it. You know, he's one of my good buddies. But like I'm like gonna be over at Toya's in like 15-20 minutes and we're gonna fuck and then I wanna get it done after that. Toya likes these white boys now.
Hello?
Yeah.
So you said you wanna meet me over there, you said you finna fuck Toya, then you wanna meet me over there for a tattoo.
Yeah, I'm thinking like give me like an hour, I'll fucking pound it out and shit. You meet me over there then we can do this tattoo.
Alright, bro, just call me when you're ready.
Alright, so, wait a minute. Hey, you gotta, like, come over sooner, though, and bring me a condom real quick.
Alright, bro.
You can sit in the other room and shit. Toya's gonna pay me for fucking her, and then she's gonna, you know, I'm gonna use the money to pay for the tattoo. He's so ballin' he ain't got time to even turn his music down. You try to get some ink there, Ron.
I can get some ink.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ron. I understand you do tattoos.
Yeah.
Alright, listen, I have an idea for a tattoo. I've kind of been thinking about it. Do you do, like, original art for the tattoos or not? Hey.
Do I what?
Do you do original art? Like, can you draw a tattoo for me? Can you do a sketch?
Yeah.
If I give you a description? All right. I want it to be, it's, like, actually going to be, like, a self-portrait, you know, of me, like, my midsection. All right, so, like, you can see my genitals, okay? And it's beneath that, it's going to say Toya in, like, really fancy font, you know? And I'm going to be ejaculating on it, like, you'll tattoo that on it.
Hey, Davion, tell those bitches to shut the fuck up in the background.
Yes, sir, I missed that. Yeah, seriously, though. Tell them to shut the fuck up.
Was he confused about something?
I'm not sure.
Apparently, it's fucking party hour over at Davion's house.
Might be. Everybody's getting tatted up.
Fucking tattoo party.
You have reached the voicemail box of 6.
he's over there fucking just drunk off his ass fucking tattooing and shit.
Yeah, he's probably pretty dumb.
Oh, boy. Got 3 minutes till I want to take a
shit
break. Yeah. I think we can get another call in before that. This is going to be Taylor Dodd. I'm thinking his dad's name is Chris. His stepmommy is Debbie. And I need to know if Taylor has had some impure thoughts about Debbie. Inquiry minds want to know.
It's first census.
census. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Taylor.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? It's me, Dwight.
Who?
Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah. My old man sold my truck to you without my permission. I want it back.
Never gave it to you.
I didn't say there was an option there, motherfucker.
Would you please stop hollering?
Why? You can't handle the tones?
No, I'm kind of at it right now. I'm kind of halfway asleep.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I'm buddy. I've talked to Chris, your dad there. He told me I need to talk to you. Are you having some, like, impure thoughts about Debbie?
No.
Are you trying to fuck your stepmother?
No.
Because I found this video.
Okay.
It has you and Debbie in it.
No, it doesn't.
And she... I don't know how to put this. She's tugging on your penis.
Do what?
She's tugging on your penis like she's rowing a boat.
No, she wasn't. Because so I know it's not real, because I know it didn't happen.
How do you explain this?
I don't have to explain it, because I know it's not real.
What, you weren't sleep fucking her?
No.
I don't know. In the state you're in right now, I think you could do it.
No, even if I could, I wouldn't.
She was the video. It was like she was sitting there sucking on your penis. It looked like it was a baby goat at feeding time.
No, that didn't happen.
You could deny it all the want. I have the video. I'm gonna put it on DVD.
That's cool. Cause it didn't happen.
I'm gonna send it to your dad.
That's cool. I don't care because it didn't happen.
They'll give me my truck back, and I won't send it.
Don't got your stupid truck.
Hey, my truck's not stupid. I've gotten laid in that truck more times than you can fucking imagine there, Chief.
That's cool. What is it?
It's a fucking Ford. What do you think it is? It's my fucking truck.
What kind?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What
it's
year?
Fucking, it's fucking
what,
red.
What year? What listen, engine?
Listen, you redneck motherfucker. You quit talking over what? Me. Maybe you'll get some answer to your questions.
Okay. Which questions?
I told you it's fucking red. It's got the white stripes.
What year is it?
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're talking over me again, aren't you?
Listen, not sweetie. Not really, I'm just asking you a question.
Listen, sweetie, I don't need you talking to me like that.
I'm just asking you a question.
Yeah, and I asked you a question, but you sit there and you keep dodging my questions.
You're not really asking me a question, you're kind of just saying something. I'm just asking what year it is to be sure that it's your truck, apparently, when it's not.
And what makes you think it's not mine? It's obviously not
my
yours.
My dad's owned it. It's my dad's.
What's that?
It's my dad's truck.
No, it ain't your daddy's truck.
Dwight, yeah, it is. It's an F-350.
Nah, it's a fucking Chevy. It's a fucking trick question. I was fucking with him.
Oh.
So that was a trick question there, because he said it was a Ford, and it's not a fucking Ford.
What kind of truck is it?
What's that, buddy?
What?
It's an 05.
Nope.
It's a fucking 2005 Chevy Silverado, asshole. It's a fucking crew cab.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's got the fucking 2500.
That's cool.
So, what? Any more questions, smartass?
Yeah.
Now, where's my truck at?
It's up your ass.
Oh, we got a smart one here.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We do.
What is it? You don't want to give it back because you got plans of fucking your stepmom in the back of that truck?
No, because I don't want to.
You said you want to.
That's what I don't want to, if you can understand English.
The next telephone call's to your father.
That's cool, because he already knows I'd be screwed up right there, and he knows I wouldn't want to. That's screwed up anyways.
Yeah.
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 So if you can understand English, I got to get up early. So yeah. I kind of got to hang up now.
For what? What do you got to do?
I got to go to high school, that's why.
Can I come with you?
Sure, if you want to. It's up to you, man.
Yeah, are there any hot bitches?
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, well, you ain't never going to get any of them.
Nah, not at all.
They sit there, you'll pull down your little panties, and they'll take one look at that thing and go, oh, Jesus Christ, get the microscope.
Heck yeah, man.
And the rumor is you're gay, like everybody, yeah. Like they just say that you're gay, probably.
Gay man.
No, I think I'm straight.
Well, people, that's not what people say. People have been talking a lot.
Well,
fucking straight as a boomerang.
That's cool, because I'm pretty sure I'm straight.
All right.
Oh, now he's questioning himself. He's pretty sure. He's not, he's not perfectly certain. He's all right. He's about a 50-50.
Well, he's joining the crowd. You know what I mean? Like, people are coming around to
him.
That's the in thing these days.
Yeah.
You know, don't feel bad. Everybody's a little gay sometime.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gay, but you might be.
No.
Well, how do you know?
Yeah.
I'm not until you try.
You're the one calling me at 10 o'clock talking about this retarded shit when I gotta get you to go to sleep.
You know what? Hang up the phone, buddy. You hang. You're
a bitch.
Ooh, you're so beneath us that you just need to hang up the phone now, like a good little boy.
Yeah, go change your panties.
I will.
Go change your panties. I know you probably dropped about a 3-fucking-pound loaf in there.
Thank you, man.
And he's gonna cry himself to sleep.
I will.
That's a fucking given, you know. He's sitting there. Oh, I bought a Chevy. You know, a real man buys a Ford. That was not even my truck. I stole it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah. Don't keep telling me no. Don't keep telling me no.
I can argue with you. I can argue with you all night if you want to.
No.
Well, then why haven't you hung up yet then?
Huh?
Why haven't you hung up yet then?
What?
Because we ordered you to hang up. We don't hang up on you. That's...
You won't win that argument, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're... I mean, we wouldn't do that.
I don't care. I got two more hours
of show to fill.
Yeah, we can't exert the physical energy required to hang up the phone. Not for you.
If you say so.
You're a shitty person.
Yeah. Nobody likes you.
I don't think that, but that's your personal opinion.
We took a vote. It was a lot of people. We all took a vote.
We had a family meeting. Even your mom and fucking dad said, no.
This is really going nowhere, but at the same time, I don't want you to give up on it, Dwight.
I know.
It's weird. We're stuck in purgatory here. Do you understand us?
This kid's fucking lonely, you know?
He is.
Yeah.
He just wants someone to snuggle with him.
How old is this kid?
I think he's 25 and still in high school.
Really?
Nope. Not even close.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm not even close to that age.
Do you, like, bring your teachers beer and shit?
Do what?
How many farm animals have you fucked in your short lifetime?
Do what?
What kind of animal did you lose your virginity to is also another important question.
None of them, because I don't do that shit like you do.
Okay, well, how many men with your mother before you were born?
I don't know. You gotta ask her.
Yeah, how many money?
How many what?
How many money?
How many money?
How many money?
I can understand you, man.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to say?
Not really. Nah.
Horse dick reports that you're a stupid redneck.
It is true. Cool. You are a bit of a redneck. Opinion.
That's cool.
No, that's not my opinion. That's horse dick's opinion.
See, you rednecks always think everything's an opinion. You're so stupid.
Well, okay, that's cool.
You kiss your friends on the lips, too. You do that.
Hey, let me tell you something, too. Alabama's football team fucking blows.
Yeah, I know they do.
They're a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, I know.
God.
Yep, how many fingers?
What kind of pills do you take that you're like this? Like, what's wrong with you?
Sound like fucking Indian.
Nothing. I'm tired.
What did you do? What were you doing? Were you having sex with a man?
I was working. Had a job.
What do you do?
I cut hay, rake hay, bale hay.
You what? You bale hay?
Rake hay, cut hay. That's my job.
You bale hay.
He said he rapes hay.
Yeah.
He bales hay, I think. He does things to
hay. Yeah, thank you. You had it right. Good job.
I think he said he rapes hay. That's what I heard.
I see.
I didn't say that, but...
So are you, like, a migrant? Are you a legal citizen, or did you...
I'm white.
Well, so, I don't mean shit. I've lived here.
Yes,
I've been born here.
I think you crossed the border. I might have to call immigration on your ass.
He's one of those motherfuckers who just crossed the border. We've been hearing about this on the news.
Anger baby.
Yeah.
A dreamer. Is that what you are? Are you a dreamer? Ooh, look at me. I want to come to America and get an education and live here. Ooh.
Yeah, you're not a real citizen until you eat the Statue of Liberty's pussy.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, it isn't.
That's not even an opinion. That's a fact.
It's a fact. Show us your papers, or it's a fact, unless you can produce it.
I can't show your paper over a cell phone.
Well, do you have a fax machine, or are you too poor?
This motherfucker probably voted. You voted for Obama, didn't you?
You need a... Do you have a fax machine? I'll bet you don't even have one.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah. You need a fax machine, bro.
Give it the times.
That's cool.
Yeah, are you ready to go to bed yet?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay. We'll go to sleep.
Shh. Long to do that.
Shh. It'll be okay. You'll be gay tomorrow.
You're gonna get a bunch of ticks on your penis from baling all that hay.
That would suck.
That was actually kind of funny. I have to admit, I like that.
He hopes so.
Yeah, he hopes so.
Oh, he bailed.
Oh, he did. He's
cool. Oh, that motherfucker, finally.
What an asshole.
He must have just been a lonely... He must have been, like, sleep-talking or something. I doubt he was even there.
He's a dick. Fuck that guy. He's all... That was passive-aggressive. In my opinion.
Oh, shit. All right. We're going to go to break.
So how long?
This is going to be about 14-minute break.
True that. I'm actually going to have to bounce. I was going to leave at like 11:30.
Yeah, oh, that's fine.
I got to sleep.
When I return, I will be slothless.
Yes.
And but my beer cannot wait. It is calling my name. And so, yes, we're going to our break, people. It's been a long time coming, and the tables turn around, 'cause one of us is going, one of us is going down. I'm not running, it's a little different now, 'cause one of us is going, one of us is going down.
You're crazy, but I like the way you fuck me.
took me about a couple minutes to go get the bullshit I needed. And then I realized that I was a dumbass, and instead of posting the show announcement on the Prank Call Nation site, I posted on the fucking Dwight Facebook. And then, so I went over to PCN site to post it again, and I posted it as Dwight onto the PCN site. So I had to fucking delete that, and I am an idiot. So yes.
Me no good. Computer confuse me.
So yeah. So Sloth had to go to bed, because he has responsibilities for the morning. Yeah, sorry. So I'm going to continue on. This next guy is Josh. With me now, you'll hear periodically, is Dashy. He's in the conference with his magnificent machine. Call Jag TV, but I think he may have went to bed.
Hello?
Hey, where's Josh at?
Who is this?
Yeah, it's Dwight, buddy.
Who?
Dwight.
Who?
Dwight. D-W-I-G-H-T. Dwight McClanahan.
I don't know you.
Yeah, well, I know you. Where's Lindsay at?
What?
Where's Lindsay at?
Why are you calling me?
Because I'm trying to get a hold of Lindsay. Me and her got a date.
Okay. She's right here.
All right, put her on the phone.
Hello?
Lindsay, where you at? You're late.
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight. Come on, I thought, like, tonight we're going out. We're going to go see that fucking Ninja Turtles movie. Hello, who is this now?
This is Lindsay. Who are you calling?
I just called Josh's phone. I'm trying to get a hold of you.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought me and you were going out to the movies tonight.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're going to go see that Ninja Turtles movie, and then me and you were going to go on a drive down the back roads.
This is a joke. I do not know who you
are. This is no joke. Like, you said that, like, you were gonna show me how to really do a stick shift, if you know what I mean. And my car don't have a stick shift.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you said you were gonna stick shift my penis. Hello? Hello? Oh, you can't hang up on me. Call him back. If they don't answer, I got another tool.
Hello.
Hey, what's the deal? Why did you hang up on me?
Because she doesn't know who you are. I'm her boyfriend, and she doesn't want to talk.
You ain't her fucking boyfriend. I'm her fucking boyfriend. I've been fucking with her on the reg for the past 2 months.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She's been balancing on my balls for 2 months.
Nope.
Yeah, you can say no all you want, motherfucker, but every time you kiss your girl, you taste my dick.
You obviously have the wrong fucking number, dickwad.
Oh, really? I'm just calling for Lindsay Hamby, and I got the wrong number. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah.
What, you want? I know all about you, Standish motherfuckers. You're a bunch of queers.
I don't even know who you are or why you're even talking shit. I mean,
why are you talking shit? You're running your cocksucker there, dick lips.
I'm not running my... I'm not running any mouth. Hey, I'm trying to figure out why.
You tell Lindsay to get ready, and I'm going to come over to your house and pick her up.
Why are you coming to my house? You don't even know where I live.
Though you don't think so, but for a second ago, you didn't think I knew who the fuck I was talking to, did you, Chief? I'm coming to pick Lindsay up. I'm coming to okay. get. I'm coming to get her, and we're gonna go fuck, and I'll bring her back to you. Hello. All right, we'll see if they answer one more time.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not...
Okie dokie. So that was Josh. Okay. So now we're going to call a newlyweds. Jessica apparently just got married today. Earlier. So yeah. I'm going to call and try to take Jessica on a date. Hey, you're crazy, bitch.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Who is this?
Yeah, Jessica, I was looking for you. Where you been?
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
I don't know anybody named Dwight.
Yeah, I'm buddies with your husband.
Who?
Albert.
How did you get my phone number?
Then this is his number? He told me to call on this one.
Oh, he told you to call?
Yeah, but I was calling to talk to you. I wasn't calling to talk to him.
Oh, okay.
So, the other day I sat down and had a long talk with him. Oh, yeah, congratulations on getting married, by the way. I was working. I wasn't able to make it.
Oh.
But we had a long talk, and he said that you might be down for doing a little three-way action.
What?
Yeah, he said maybe me, you, and him could get together and make a sandwich. But he said I had to be the one to ask.
Hello.
Yeah. So, is Jessica down with it or what?
Who's this?
This is Dwight.
Down with what? What you talking about, bro?
Dude, you told me to call her and see if she was down for a three-way to make a sandwich, me, you, and her.
Y'all are crazy, bro.
So, I mean,
I don't know who you are. Hey, I seriously don't know who you are.
Yeah. Well, you've already had the pussy, so I'm going to take the pussy. You got to do the ass.
How about we meet together right now?
Sharing is caring.
They're probably playing a prank.
Where you want to meet? This ain't no prank.
Yeah, right now, 10 minutes,
I've been fucking Jessica on the regular for 2 months now, bitch. Who's the bitch now, bitch?
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, Dwight McClanahan at your service.
Hey, bro, you ain't nobody, bitch.
You ain't nobody, motherfucker. You ain't nobody to me. You ain't nothing but gay for pay. I know about you.
You don't know shit about me, motherfucker.
You want to meet over at the Walmart?
Why don't you give me my address, motherfucking bitch?
No, you meet me at the Walmart. I'm not meeting on your fucking territory.
Meet me in my fucking playground, baby.
You want to meet at the playground?
Meet me at my playground.
You want to do some flips and shit?
Motherfucking motherfucker, who the fuck are you? Hey, you ain't shit.
Listen, I know this marriage is a fucking sham anyway. You ain't fucking with her. This is all a sham.
Motherfucker, we just got married, bitch.
Yeah,
so
I know.
What?
I know it's all a sham. It's a fucking cover-up for your gay activities.
You don't know me for the life of you, motherfucker.
Are you down with the clowns?
I'm down with the motherfucking goddamn kings, though. How about that?
I come over there, I'll look you right in the eyes and finger your girl while I'm looking you in the eyes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And trust me, you get shot right in the fucking head.
Nah. You know what's going to happen?
Come fuck with my family.
All right, listen to this.
You going to come fuck with my family? Hey, trust me. I got license for a gun.
You bring it down there, Chief.
How about that?
You got a license to ill?
I got a license to kill, motherfucker. So fuck you.
So this is the scenario. I'm going to fucking your girl, looking you right in the eyes, right? You hold her hands.
Yeah?
Yeah. You soft, motherfucker. Guns are for suckers.
It's a prank.
It ain't no prank. You're scared.
You little motherfucking bitch is what you is.
She said she was going to go get in my car and she was going to stick shift my penis.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot? Really? I'm gonna knock Jessica up and fucking make you raise my kid. How's that sound?
I'm sorry, she can't get pregnant anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's because you're shooting blanks there, motherfucker.
What?
Yeah, you got that limp dickitis.
Who?
Jessica done told me about the fucking erectorial problems you have.
So who the fuck are you?
My God, I've had to repeat it 15 fucking times. Are you okay?
Who the fuck are you, motherfucker? Yeah. You fucking punk ass little motherfucking gangster wannabe motherfucking bitch?
Who said I wanted to be a gangster? I'm from fucking Trenton, New Jersey. That's how I talk.
You trying to be a gangster talking like a little motherfucking bitch?
Listen, I know your ass is soft. You do a lot of penetration in the anal region. And in return, it ruins your ability to make a boner.
You're a fucking idiot.
So, you know, just go ahead and get your rest. Go to work. I'm going to come on over and fuck Jessica. Everything will be all right. It'll be a happy marriage.
Yeah, this is a prank, bitch.
Hey, tell Jessica to shut the fuck up. This is man business.
Man business, huh?
Yeah, you tell her to shut the fuck up. Go make some meat.
This is man business?
That's right, bitch boy.
This is man business?
Yep.
Then why don't you come over here and take care of me, man? You fucking punk ass motherfucking punk.
Who the fuck are you? You got quite the vocabulary there, don't you, pal?
Yeah, who the fuck are you, motherfucking bitch? Yeah,
Gary Brodsky, how you doing?
Why don't you fucking give me your real motherfucking name and then come over here right now? Who the fuck are you?
Would that make you feel more secure as a man? You want some Dwight?
Bring your bitch ass over here so I can take care of your fucking punk ass bitch, motherfucker. You talking about my wife, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about...
It's a prank.
I'm talking about my piece of side ass.
Yeah, this is a prank.
Hey, Jessica, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to the bitch.
Yeah?
I know which one of you wears the fucking pants in the family. She's telling you, who is it, honey? Shut the fuck up.
Who is the pants?
Yeah, I know who wears the fucking thong. It's you, motherfucker.
This is a fucking stupid ass prank.
This ain't no prank, motherfucker.
That David's fucking playing on me.
This ain't no fucking prank.
Then who the fuck are you?
Yeah. How about you want me to tell you how many fingers Jessica can take?
How about this? I'll give you my address. Come over here. You talk to me.
I'll come over there.
You talk to me.
You want me to bring you a pizza or something there, sweetie? I already have the address. I've been there a bunch of times. Want me to bring you a pizza, sweetie?
Why don't you call me back in about 5 minutes? Call me back in 5 minutes, and I'll give you my address. Give you my phone number, 1-847.
I already got your phone number. So tell me, what's going to happen in five minutes? Are you gonna
call me on my phone then, motherfucker? Call me on my phone, not hers.
What's the matter? Bye. Like 5 minutes, you're going to grow some balls? That man is pissed. Whew. Call him back. Don't tell me what to do.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Don't you answer the voicemail. He calls my phone.
You have reached the voicemail box of 815403.
Okay, I want to save his number. Because he is something special. Okay, hang on, people. Yes. I know. I'm boring as shit when I don't have a co-host. Oh, rename. Because I'm fucking retarded and I can't do a bunch of things at once. Bum, bum, bum. I could put some music on, but I'm not going to do that because I'm done doing what I was doing. So, yes. That was Albert and Jessica. They were newlyweds as of today. Which I don't know why they're just sitting around watching some TV and shit. Alright, next person. At least people are answering the phone. We're not getting a whole lot of radio.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at the...
Where did I say that? Then we get this bullshit.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Alright, that's a failure. She was in need of a texting buddy, but... Alright. This next person, Kara, says there's free puppies to good homes. Super sweet and very smart. Well, I need a substitute for beating my wife. Oh, that is a horrible ring. Come on.
The call has been forwarded to...
Kara, answer my phone. There was one lady I wanted to call. I saved her number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I think this is...
You want to try a gas lamp pizza?
Oh, that's the one I just saved. Yeah, I will in a second. I'm, there's... Rachel. Damn, I didn't save that one. There was a fitness instructor that I called a couple shows back. And, her husband ended up getting on the line and getting really upset. Yeah, we'll get down to gas lamp. Actually, we could do gas lamp right now because I know they'll answer. Why don't you go ahead and set the CID and do the dial there? Because I think you're closest to the number. I'm all the way up here on my list. Hope my fan's not too loud for everyone. It's a nice enough night. I don't need it on full blast. Oh, shit. We're over 1,000 hearts. But that don't mean nothing. That could be people bad-mouthing me in the Mixler and fucking liking it or something. Hey. You're a crazy bitch. Is it calling? Ooh. I don't remember if that's the CID or if that was the ring-a-ding-ding. Ah, there's the ring-a-ding-ding. Here we go. Still memorizing the tones. Excuse me.
Yes, one pizza, can I help you?
Yeah, order please.
For pickup or delivery?
Pickup.
Alright, what would you like to get?
Let me get one, you got an Italian sausage?
Italian sausage?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Italian sausage? Yeah, USA.
No, we have USA sausage.
Okay, let me get, you got pineapple, right?
Yeah, we have pineapple.
Let me get pineapple, jalapeno.
What is that, like a pizza?
Yeah, I want a medium pizza. I want
medium pizza.
Yeah, I want jalapeno
with pineapple, pine.
Pineapples, jalapeno, and ham.
And ham. We have Canadian bacon.
But that's the same thing. I'll take that.
Yeah. That'll be all?
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
All right, Matt. We'll be ready in like 10 to 15 minutes. Would you like the cash or credit card?
I'm going to do cash. Do you guys got breadsticks?
Breadsticks, yeah.
Yeah, would you take like 5 of them and like shove them right up your ass?
Fuck you, nigga.
What? Don't be saying that. That's racist shit. You get in trouble for that.
Why are you saying that?
Like, I just figured you can, like, take 5 breadsticks up your asshole and still have room.
I put them in your motherfucker ass. Motherfucker.
Why do you treat me like this? I'm a customer. I pay monies.
Hey, you don't have to say that, motherfucker. That's not how you're supposed to. I'm acting nice, and then you be, like, sticking in your ass. I'm sticking in your motherfucker mama's ass. You motherfucker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Those are fighting words.
You're a man. Come face it, nigga. You're a man.
I'm a man.
You can face it. Let's see how you're going to act, motherfucker.
I'm going to take breadsticks, and I'm going to put them inside your wife's vagina.
Haha, that makes me laugh. That's why you're hiding. That. You've been like 3 weeks gone, and you never come. If you're a man, just come to the shop. Let's see how am I gonna put that breadstick in your motherfucker ass, motherfucker. Don't call this store again, motherfucker.
Hey,
We're not playing around. Hey, shut the fuck up, nigga. Don't even say anything. Just
stop calling this. Are you gonna put it in my ass and then eat it?
Hey, motherfucker, don't call this place, motherfucker. Fuck you.
He's trying to tell you how to order politely.
Oh, that's my buddy right there. Oh. Yeah, that son of a bitch. They are pretty fucking funny there. Normally they'll hand the phone off and they'll do a fucking like round robin. They'll fucking each have a turn. Oh, they want me to call back. Dashie's got the commands down there. We could probably leave the caller ID the same. It don't matter to them. Here we go. Chori Chori.
Abadam.
Chori Chori.
Hello?
Banchod. Chori Chori. Do you have the gandu sauce, motherfucker? They don't want to play anymore. Okay, that was fun. They're always nice to call. Motherfucker, they like to just rip you up and down and then try to explain that they're a restaurant. I'm pretty sure if I walked into the restaurant and like I was going to make an order and they're just on the phone, oh, you motherfucker, I would be like, honey, it's time to pick a new place to eat. Okay, so going down my list, I got Michael. He says, hey everybody, my phone has gone dead for some reason. Perfect timing, right? Anyone who has to reach me, please call Nicole's cell at blah blah blah. So, I'm going to call and talk to Nicole. And if I remember right, if this is the same one, Nicole is fucking hot and Michael looks like a hippie douchebag.
Hey,
oh, Jesus Christ. It's Dwight.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Mike told me to give you a call.
Hi, who's this?
It's Dwight.
Dwight?
He said that I should come out with you guys tonight and I could fuck you.
Yeah, we're here at Meridian 23. Where are you?
Yeah, well, I'm on my way. He said I could have sex with you. Do I need to bring a condom or not?
Are you kidding?
No, that's what Mike told me.
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
How long have you known Michael?
I've known Michael for about the past 10 years. We went to college together.
Okay. Well, hold on 1 second, okay?
Told me to hold on, but I'm not holding on for shit. Call him back.
Hello?
You hung up. You didn't answer my question. Can I bareback you?
I'm sorry?
I want to bareback you. I don't want to wear the condom.
Yeah, well, I don't think we know you, so that's not going to happen.
Well, okay, you don't know me then. I'll wear a condom then. It'll be okay.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't need it from you, so bye.
Listen, bitch. He contacted me on Craigslist. Mike propositioned me on Craigslist. This is bullshit.
Please leave your message.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah. Eventually, people, I'm going to work towards doing some hotel shit. But, right now, I'm going to call Tyson Hall. Come on, Neon. You don't know what barebacking is? Come on. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, where's Tyson at?
Flaking around.
Where's my fucking money at, Tyson?
Huh.
It's Dwight.
Sorry, who?
Dwight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where's my money?
Sorry. Right. I don't owe anybody money.
You owe me money. You keep bitching out. You owe me cash.
Huh.
So, what's the deal? You gonna tell me, or are you gonna be a little bitch for the rest of your life?
Right.
Right. What's with the attitude?
There's no attitude here.
I mean, you sit there walking around with that dumb fucking haircut all day, every day. Do I need to come over there to Tim Hortons and fucking come on in and see what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what I need to do?
Sure.
Because I'll do it. That's how I roll.
Okay. Don't do that.
I will do that.
You want to know who you are.
Yeah, you want to do that with me?
Huh?
You know what? I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm tired of the runaround with you, kid. I'm going to go ahead and just fuck your mother. I'm going to get my money out of her.
Alright, go ahead.
I will. Doing nothing that I haven't done before. Huh?
Well, sure, go ahead.
Huh?
Go right ahead.
I'm gonna fucking slap Derek around like a little bitch. Derek's the one that owes money. He said to get it from you. So you're gonna pick up the tab for Derek or what?
It's not gonna happen.
He said that you're gonna like sell a bunch of shit to get me my money. He said the first thing you were gonna do is go sell your ass, that you were gay for pay.
Haha.
What are you giggling about? You a little nervous there?
No, you're fucking funny.
You fucking watch your mouth. You don't say fuck around me. I'm a Christian.
Right, you're saying it right now.
No, I was repeating what you said. I didn't say it. So watch your mouth.
No, you said.
Watch your mouth, because Jesus is watching. He doesn't like what you've been doing.
I don't know what you're booking me for. Go ahead.
So where's my money?
What money?
Mm,
the money.
Right.
Give me the money. How many money?
Are you okay? Are you, like, rooting around in your empty apartment?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, totally, for sure. Tell that bitch to shut the fuck up. He fucking hung up. Boy, that guy was full of personality. Really looked like it, too. He had, like, this dumb bowl haircut that he hadn't fucking trimmed up in, like, I'd say about 3 months, so it was starting to curl out. Shasta King. Okay, they are looking for someone who knows how to dance. My husband and I are renewing our vows in December. We need someone who can teach us how to dance. To the song that we picked out. Text me, blah, 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 and I'll call you back. I can teach him how to dance. But I only want to do lessons.
Put Verizon ring back on while your party is reached.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I was calling. I saw the posting there. You're looking for somebody to teach you how to dance?
Yeah. Can you call in the morning or just leave? I'm sorry.
Oh, but is your wife around?
She's sleeping too.
Yeah, wake her up. I'll talk to her.
Yeah, how about that?
What's with your fucking tone there, fat boy?
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside.
Hey, you reached us. I'm not available right now, but...
Well. Will now. Ooh. All right. We may be fucked because that was the last of my numbers. All righty. So I'm going to have to start scrambling now, folks. Oh, wait a minute. What are these numbers here? You're trying to get me in trouble, Dashy. Dashy's posting shit. Posting shit in my neighborhood. Alright, hang on, folks. I'm going to try to find some hotel numbers. It's going on top of the hour anyway. I'm going to take a 5-minute break while I gather some numbers. I guess I'll get you a new song here. I need to get some new music. Here we go. We'll play 2 songs and then I'll come back. There we go. 2 songs. Alright, be right back.
Something brand new.
Girl, give it to me.
I put it all on you.
Girl, give it to me.
Woo!
I got a gift for you.
I got this for you.
A little dick for you.
A big kiss for you.
I got a hit for you.
Big dick for you.
Let me give it to you.
Baby, baby.
I got a car for you.
I got a whip for you.
Black car for you.
Ball hard for you.
I know you wanna get fancy. I know you wanna start dancing.
Hey, girl, you know you're looking so damn fly. You're looking like you fell from the sky. You know you make a grown man cry. I wanna give it to you tonight and take everything you fantasize.
to me. Ooh. What's that girl?
What's that, baby?
I like that girl.
I like that, baby.
On your back, girl.
On your back.
Yeah, shake it like that, girl.
Baby, baby.
I got an eye for you.
Got an eye for you.
I got a smile for you.
Cheese.
Let me put it on your face for you.
Please.
I got a taste for you.
Taste it.
I bought a lace for you.
Freak it.
I put it on you.
Yeah.
So I can go and take it off you.
Yeah.
And get it off to you.
So damn fine, you're looking like you fell from the sky.
Angel,
you know you make a grown man cry. I wanna give it to you tonight and make everything you fantasize come true. Oh, baby, I'll make it so, so, so amazing.
You're like a needle in a haystack. I wanna sit you where my face at. Lunch with a few Mai Tais. Purple kisses on my tie. Life can really predict love. Now you get in this dick love. I'm looking for you with a flashlight. I wanna feel what a real fat ass like. No injection, I learned my lesson. I'm walking like I'm talking, baby. This pedestrian running through your mind like Jackie Jern. A pussy pop like, go give me a burn. I got shot like. This can be detrimental. T-shirt to panty, that's your credential. Your cotton candy, I need it. This for I'm off the antsy, hope that convince you.
Hey, girl, you know you're looking so damn fine. You're looking like you fell from the sky.
Angel,
you know you make a grown man cry. I wanna give it to you tonight and make everything you fantasize come true. Ooh, baby, I'll make it so, so, so amazing. I give it to you tonight and make everything fantasize come true. Ooh, baby, I'll make it so, so, so amazing. I give it to you.
Peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to
bit. You folks might enjoy that song. Yes, so been retrieving some numbers. First one is going to be for some chickens for sale. You got some chickens for sale?
I guess I do.
So what type of price?
Not very many left. I got two Boff. Actually, I'm sorry, two Americana and four of the Boff. Asking $15 a piece.
Oh, that's not bad. All right. When can I come take a look at these things?
I'm pretty free during the day. I take my daughter to school in the morning, just before 8 o'clock, and then you know, if I know you're coming, I can be sure to be home.
I'll come in the afternoon. Do you go pick your daughter up?
Yeah, I pick her up at 2 o'clock, so I'm back home around 3 o'clock.
Okay, so like if I came at 3:30, like tomorrow, that'd be kind of good?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Okay, so I'll come out there and I'll take a look at these chickens. And I'll want your daughter to come outside because I'm going to kick these chickens right in the fucking throat and I want her to watch.
Your problem.
Yeah, I'm going to kick them right in the throat. And then when I cut their heads off, I'm going to have your daughter hold the body.
Good thing you called them on no number.
What? What'd you say? George, you were fucked up.
You have reached the voicemail.
I couldn't really understand him anyway. I think he told me to go call another number. This is a different person. They're offering cheap fresh bread.
Fresh bread.
The fuck?
Hi, you've reached Redbox Cal.
Call him back. Skype scrolling on me. Be scrolling. I'm gonna try to reach a guest.
Great day, resident Chad. Tom speaking. How may I help you?
I need to reach a guest room, please.
Sure. What's the name of the guest, sir?
I'll spell the last name for you. It's a difficult one. It's
A's. Hold on 1 second, Dan.
Yep.
Okay, go with it. Go ahead.
It's A as in Apple, L as in Larry, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, M as in Mary.
We do not have anybody in by that name.
Well, it should be Dina.
Could have any other spelling on that name?
Geez, no, there's only one way to spell it. Can you try something?
Well,
can you try something for me?
I'm going to look at all the people that are in, okay?
All right.
See if I see anything. I got a H-A-L-G-R.
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah. I forgot that they were traveling together.
Okay, is that the one you want?
Yeah, please.
What's their first name?
Well, Dina is who I'm looking for.
Okay, let me transfer you. Hold on.
All right. My mic is up. Crank it up, fuckers.
Hello?
Good evening. Is this the... I don't want to butcher the last name here. this is Mr. McClanahan down here at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten some complaints up against your room tonight, ma'am.
So what? I'm sorry?
We had some complaints from fellow guests about some ongoings in your room.
Some what on your room?
Some ongoing complaints. They were making complaints about things that were happening concerning your room.
Okay, what's happening in the room?
We had a gentleman who reported as he was walking down the hallway to his room that your door was cracked open approximately 6 inches, and he heard someone go, psst. And he told me when he looked over that a female had lifted up her skirt and was showing him her female genitalia.
Hang on a second. My door is closed.
Right. I'm not saying it's open now. I'm saying this happened about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, that's crazy. I've been in bed.
He said that there was a female. She had kind of a tan, and she was showing her vagina through the crack in the door.
Okay. Is this a prank?
This is not a prank. This is actually a serious matter. We can't have this happening in our hotel.
Who am I speaking with?
What happens with the door closed is fine, but you know, we can't have you opening the doors and showing your lady parts.
Sir, you're crazy. Who is this and who am I speaking with?
This is Dwight. I'm at the front desk.
Who, Dwight?
Dwight, that's correct.
Okay, let me call back downstairs and then see if I get you and then I'll talk to you.
Okay, well, I'm in the manager's office now. I'm not at the front desk, so...
Alright, and what's...
Do me a favor,
I'll
though.
Call the front desk and then they can transfer me to the manager's office.
Do me a favor, though, when you call back. Oh, the fucking bitch. I was going to tell her to take her tone down. I couldn't even call back to get her shit because I don't even know who she was. Alrighty. Calling another person. Calling another person. I am speaking in the fucking mic, you piece of shit. Can't fucking yell. It's after midnight. People are sleeping around here. Cotton neighbors and shit. That's fucking it, John. That is it. Deprive you of prank calls when there's only about 45 minutes of show left.
Thank you for calling the Travelodge Ottawa Hotel and Conference Center. Merci d'avoir appelé le Travelodge Ottawa et Centre de Conférence.
Mm-hmm.
Pour le service en français, appuyez sur le 8. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For reservations or if you require immediate,
you are being transferred to. You are being transferred to 55. Please enter your mailbox number. That mailbox number is not valid. Welcome. The operator, please enter your passcode. Thank you for calling the Travelodge Ottawa Hotel and Conference. You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling Travelodge Hotel and Conference. I'm Tegudu speaking. How can I help you?
I am trying to reach my wife's room, please.
What's the... You know the room number, sir?
I don't. She didn't she didn't have the room number ahead of time. Can I give you the last name?
What's the last name, sir?
I'll spell it for you. It's L-A-C-A-I-L-L-E.
Okay, first name?
It's Kim, or Kimberly.
Kim, okay, K-I, okay. LaRose Kim?
Yep.
LaRose Kim, you're from Quebec, sir? Quebec, the address?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, she checked out already.
She checked out?
Yeah, last Sunday.
She was supposed to be there. She was supposed to be there with my kids.
Yeah, your address is 8548 Rue Lebrun. Rue Lebrun Mirabel.
Oh man, I don't know where she's at now.
Your address.
She took my kids and ran. Oh my god.
Just want to confirm. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a letter from her, but it's written in Indian. Do you speak Indian?
Come again, sir? Indian?
Yeah.
No, only English, sir.
So you don't know what banchod means?
Time what?
Banchod?
What's that, sir? I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know. She wrote a note. That was the first thing. It said banchod and matarchod.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot speak. So the first name is, last name is LaRose, L-A-R-O-U-C-H-C?
Oh, no. It's L as in Larry, A as in Apple, C as in Cat. A is an apple, I is an internet, L is in Larry, L is in Larry, E is an elephant.
Oh yeah, but that with the L A K I. Just want to make sure, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Because I cannot view that name.
Yeah.
The name that she's using is Kimberly, right? Or Kim?
Kim or Kimberly, yeah.
Kim or Kimberly. Kim or... Do you have any confirmation about the recording? No.
Yeah, she's supposed to be there. This is the Travelodge Hotel and Convention Center, right?
Yeah. So yeah. When is she checking in?
Oh, she's already there.
Okay. But the name is Kim or Kimberly, right?
Yeah. I mean, the last name is L is in labia, A is in apple, C is in cunt, A is in...
C is in cat, okay. Uh-huh. C is in cat, okay.
Yeah. A is in asshole, I is in India, L is in lick my dick, L is in Larry.
Come again, I cannot. I will repeat it. L A C A I. Right.
Right. You're right.
Okay, and then what?
And then L L E.
L L E. So Lakale.
Yep.
Okay, I'll try to be the full name just in case.
Mm-hmm.
C A I L L E. And then Kim or Kimberly.
Yep.
Okay. I don't have that booking. Are you sure it's a Travelodge here in?
Yeah, well, she's supposed to be there, but she has a tendency to like book hotels to fuck like Mexicans who just crossed the border, you know, as a welcome to America type thing. So she goes up to Canada and takes him with her.
I cannot view any Lakale Kimberly or Lakale Kim.
You're not fucking her, are you?
What is her?
Are you hiding her? Are you fucking her too?
No, why will I hide it to you?
Are you?
I want to help you.
Sir, are you putting your dick in my wife?
Pardon, sir?
Are you putting your penis in my wife?
I cannot do anything. I cannot view it.
You can't view her. You can't view her snatch. Are you eating it?
Sir, those are You're telling I'm helping you. That's why I get the full name, L-A-C-A-I-L-L-E. And then the last name is Kimberly. First name is Kimberly or Kim. What can I do? I cannot view it.
Yeah, do you rent by the...
There are travel lads here. That there are two travel lads in Ottawa.
Yeah, do you rent by the hour?
Here in the west and then in the east.
Yeah, do you rent by the hour?
What do you mean by the hour?
Yeah, like 1 hour, how much money?
Sir, I'm sorry, I cannot view it. There's no guest like that.
All right. Let me smell your breath.
Come again?
Let me smell your breath right now. And he's gone. Oh, holy fuck, we're about 1320 on the hearts. I don't know if that's combined from all shows or what. I don't know these Mixler machines and how they discombobulate everything. So now I'm going to call John Romero. Wonder if he's any relation to George. He says someone cute should message me or text me. I do have to say I'm pretty goddamn cute. I'm going to call him. See what he's up to. That's Dwight's brother, Kent.
Please leave your message for 60.
Oh, that's unacceptable. I'm going to go with the backup plan. Make things a little more local.
Hello?
Fuck yeah, is John there?
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah. It's fucking Dwight. He said if someone cute was around, I should call you. I'm pretty cute there, John.
Hi, Steve.
How'd you know it was Steve?
Your voice, come on.
Oh, this
You're
is
my coach.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Yeah, good one, man.
So, you got a bunch of bitches calling you tonight?
Nah. Just working.
But check this out. I was just over at the bar, and there's all kinds of bitches over here. And, like, I got, like, three of them, and I can't handle three at once. Do you want to take one?
Oh, you lucky bitch. I would love to take one if I wasn't trying to Wawa.
Dude, one, like, she's got these big titties and shit, and she's blonde, but, like, there's a questionable bulge in her pants. I don't know if it's, like, a big clit or if it's actually a dick.
Well, then, that one's definitely for Wayne.
Well, you want that one?
No. Wayne wants it, I heard.
I don't know. She kisses all right, but I don't know if that's a clit or a dick.
Most likely a dick.
Hang on, look. Hey, no, my buddy John wants to take you on. I was telling her. I'm giving her your address. Hang on. No. She won't. Yeah.
You're funny.
I'm not bullshitting. Who the fuck's laughing?
Me.
Oh, I thought I heard a female laughing.
Oh, you got jerks now, don't you?
Yeah. You know, I didn't steal this line, or maybe I did, but when you pee in the urinal, it sounds feminine. It does. It sounds like you should be sitting down when you take a piss. Guess what? This ain't Steve, motherfucker. I want to play a game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Your legs are currently shackled far apart. On the right is a spork from Taco Bell. On the left is a douche bottle. Make your choice. Which one will you use to free yourself? Time begins now.
You're funny.
This ain't Steve, motherfucker.
Don't you got work or something to do?
I'm an internet pervert who found your number because you posted it on Facebook like a motherfucker.
Yeah, cool.
Your message says someone cute should message me or text me, and it included your number. Jigsaw does not approve.
Yeah.
There are 7 dicks on the wall. Which one will you choke on? Make your choice.
None of them.
That's not an option. Make your choice.
All right, well, I got to go back to work. All right.
Are you at work? Are you working at the Glory Hole Emporium?
Yep. How'd you know?
I have secret powers.
Yeah?
Hey, I can't wait to see you in the shower tomorrow.
Yep, you can always look at my dick and say, damn, this big dick.
Are you drunk?
I wish I was.
Are you sitting there tugging it out? George wants to join you. Can George come join you? He'll show you how to rub one out appropriately.
Alright, well, I gotta go back to work. I'll see you tomorrow.
Alright, finger your asshole.
I will.
Okay, promises, promises. So, when it was John, who's a fucking weirdo, apparently hangs out with Steve, who's a weirdo too. Oh, boy. I don't know what Josh is... Oh, and that your piss sounds feminine, that's from the other guys. Just so we're clear that I stole that line, too. I stole it. I stole that shit. All right. We're going to call Chauncey next. And yes, Dashie, I know you got me numbers, but I'm just scrolling down from the top. I don't want to leave anybody out. I do steal everything, John, but I've never claimed it as my own. I've actually shown everyone where I've gotten everything. The only thing original I've done is Dwight and John. That is original works. Snow Crash says, Dwight steals everything, cleaning supplies included. Yeah, is this Chauncey?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with you?
What is this?
It's Dwight.
I don't know.
Why don't you speak up? You're all muffled and shit on that Obama phone.
I don't know.
Why don't you take the fucking tone down? I don't need all that shit.
Yeah, I don't know you, bruh. I live in the bricks, bruh. You got a problem, come see me, bruh.
Hey, shut the fuck up. You listen.
Nah, bruh. Come see me, bruh. If you got a problem, bruh, see me. 928 Fern Street. Type it in the GPS, bruh.
You listen.
I ain't got time for no games, bruh. I don't got time for games.
You ain't got no time for that?
Nah, I ain't got time for games.
Repeat it. I ain't got no time for that.
Like I said, 928 Fern Street.
Mm-hmm. I'm over here on Elm Street. I live in Old Man Kruger's house.
928 Fern Street, bruh.
I live in Old Man Kruger's house.
Yeah.
You don't know me, bro. He hung up. We're calling right back. Should ask him just to confirm. 938 Fern Street. Alright, I'm going to have a little extra fun with him. I'm going to call him as the devil. Calling Chauncey back as the devil.
Have reached the Sprint voicemail box.
Alright, so he doesn't want to play anymore. And all that jazz. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm being corrected. I should call it Reagan phone, not Obama phone. So, yes, I will do that. So I'm just arranging some background music here for everybody. Makes it seem like I got a higher production value. Should sound all right. All right, we called Chauncey. We're going to call Christopher Andrew Jones, who recently graduated from Ultimate Medical Academy with his diploma in billing and coding. Okay, there. I mean, this is as loud as it's going to go. So we're going to call him. And he was looking for any, like, job openings. And I think he can have a job opening at McClanahan Security Concepts.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6.
Well, I don't know how he expects to get a job when his fucking phone's off. This is Cody. And he appears just to be an asshole with a new phone number. Spin me right round. Right round. Minutes worth of show left, folks. I'll remind everybody. Hey, Cody.
Hello?
Yeah, what are you doing? It's Dwight.
What is this?
It's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight McClanahan.
I don't know you.
Yeah, but I know you, you son of a bitch.
Do you?
Yeah. You want to do me a favor? You want to do me a favor and tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up?
No.
We got business to discuss, motherfucker.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, where's your girl at?
I don't have a girl.
Yeah, I know you got a girl.
I definitely think you have the wrong number.
Nah. I know you, Cody. Coolest. Oh.
You're calling from Bakersfield, California, it says.
It's my fucking cell phone. I got locked into a plan before I moved.
Oh.
You know, I'm friends with Mark. I don't know why you don't know me.
Mark who?
Coolest, motherfucker.
Oh. What's up?
Yeah. What's up with you?
Sitting at Walmart.
What?
Dwight who?
McClanahan. I'm fucking friends with Nathan.
Nathan who?
Flinders.
Oh, I still don't know you.
I hang out with fucking Monville too.
I still don't know you.
What the fuck?
I don't know a Dwight.
I don't understand why you don't know me. I fucking hang out with Stephanie all the time, too.
Stephanie who?
Mitchell.
Okay.
I hang out with Jessica, too.
Jessica who?
Jessica Parkinson.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you calling me?
Because I heard you got them trees, yo.
Yeah, I got so much.
I'm telling you.
I got so much trees.
Yeah, hey, I'm trying to talk to you. Tell them motherfuckers in the background to shut the fuck up.
No.
Tell them now, bitch.
No. No.
Do you want to meet at the Walmart?
Yeah, come here, because I don't know who you are.
I'll come over there, and I'll shit all over your car.
All right, do it.
I'll shit all over that piece of job, fucking Dodge.
Do it, then.
I'll do it.
Boy, come here, because I don't know who you are.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you want me to read off your license plate? I'll shit all over your car.
Maybe a what?
Yeah. 943-THM. I'll shit all over it.
You're so gay.
I'll shit all over that Dodge.
Will you?
I will.
I hope so.
I'm gonna shit like on your door handle and just fucking rub it all over.
I hope so.
And then you'll come out there and you'll be like, oh, there's shit on my handle. And then you'll fucking lick your fingers like a little bitch.
I hope so.
You will. You should drive a Prius and be a real man.
You should drive a nothing because you're gay.
Yeah, I drive a Prius. I'm a real man.
What's your last name?
McClanahan.
McClanahan?
That's right, motherfucker.
Dwight?
Yeah.
Dwight McClanahan.
That's right.
Hang the fuck on. Hey, pussies! Hey, fuckers! Do any of you know a Dwight McClanahan? Nuh-uh. He's fucking... I don't even know who this dude is. He's calling me.
Come on, dude. This is under us. Stop believing it.
You're an idiot. Shut the fuck up. Nobody knows you.
What are you talking about? Your friend was just vouching for me.
Janet
McFlanagan.
Yeah, you're fucking...
McMannigan.
Yeah. I'm calling from the Rainbow Coalition. I looked on your Facebook. Apparently you hate the gays.
Yeah?
Yeah, what the fuck's going on? I'm going to report you to Facebook.
I don't care.
We'll have your page taken down.
I don't care.
Great. You want to know how I really got your shit?
Okay, yeah.
I found you on Grindr.
On what?
Yeah, that app, Grindr. Where you're horny.
Grindr?
Yeah, you're horny and you're looking for other men. I'm like close by.
I'm always looking for other men.
I know. I'm close by.
Come to Walmart.
Where'd you want to meet? Meet me in the men's bathroom up front.
Hell no.
Yeah, just get in the other stall. No. Just when you get here, just tap your foot.
No.
Dude, come on.
No.
Come on. I work in the dairy department. I'm going to excuse myself to the bathroom. I'll be in the stall. Just tap your foot.
I'm in the dairy your department.
You tap your foot, and I'll put my penis through the glory hole, and you will... You know, wrap your lips around it.
I'm going to dairy your department.
You're clever.
You're gay.
Did you graduate middle school with that?
No.
You can work here at Walmart with me?
I already have a job.
Yeah? Doing what? Running drugs?
Huh?
Running drugs?
Yeah.
I got a mop for you.
What?
You want to touch my mop?
Yes.
You want to do a three-way?
I don't care if you come to Walmart.
I got a girlfriend. She wants to do a three-way.
I got a boyfriend.
Yeah? You want to do a four-way?
Yeah?
Wait, here, talk to my girlfriend. She'll fucking tell you.
All right.
Hey, fucker, what are you doing?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I offered to let this guy touch my mop, sweetie.
Oh, no, no, okay. That mop's just for me.
This guy's an asshole. He's partied in the parking lot of Walmart.
Oh, shit, man, how are you going to get action at the Walmart? What the hell?
Yeah, he hung up. He was partying in the fucking parking lot.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
He's confused. I thought one of his buddies in the background was actually starting to vouch for me. He's like,
I'm sorry, the person you were talking to.
He's like, McFlanagan? Yeah, he lives over on such and such a street. Yes. I don't know. It's winding down. We got 20 minutes left. Oh, Jesus. When I called that guy back, it scrolled so far up on my list of numbers. Chauncey, I tried calling him. Oh, here we go. We're gonna call Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
And she wants to let everyone know if anyone on here is needing to reach her, she's deleting the Facebook Messenger app. This is bullshit. Oh, I should call his Facebook and tell her she's not allowed to delete it. Josh says my music is turning on. Scrolled on me. Okay, these are ugly cats that Dashy found. And this may go dark. Can't pause it. Ooh, but these are some of the ugliest cats I've ever seen. And they're free. And I don't think anyone's gonna take them. Semi-early
stuff. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Has it really? Loudness. Oh no, George, these are ugly cats. These cats look like Satan fucking made these cats.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
Apparently they're not going to answer, but Dashy said I should offer to drown these cats because they're that fucking ugly. Here, I'll post a picture. Let me get the URL here. Apparently Dashy already did. Those are some ugly cats. I would adopt a gremlin before I adopted those cats. I don't know, Neon. Hang on a second. There's only like 15 minutes left. I'll just let you listen on the Mixler, and tomorrow we're going to have some fun on the Gary Brodsky show. Which will be fantastic. I'll re-explain that before I disconnect. And let's see here. Over the next week, starting Friday, I will have this fucking house emptied. Nobody here. So I'll be able to speak a little louder when I do my shows, no matter what time. So that's something to look forward to. I might do some extra shows. Seeing as how I don't have to be quiet. Let's see. We're going to call Leah about a double breast pump system. I'm wondering if I can attach this thing to my penis and milk myself. Hey, you're a crazy bitch. You can milk anything that has nipples, John. I don't know where I'm going to get that from.
Aloha, you've reached Mrs. Rabuka. Please leave a detailed message, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, that turns me on, Mrs. Rabuka. Mm. Fuck yeah. Pretty sure you're the one that just said you can milk anything.
Aloha, you've reached Mrs.
Rebecca. Alright, we couldn't get through to Mrs. Bukowski. Fuck this again. Way the fuck up again. Skype really needs to get their shit together. Breast pump system. This ain't good. I may be out of fucking numbers again. Oh, nope. Don't know what the... Oh, these are... Ooh, John's. Ooh, fantastic. These are apparently men that have been texting a fake prostitute. And some people are trying to expose them. So I'm going to call and, I don't know, come up with something witty, I guess. Not very good at that. Because apparently I steal fucking everything. Hear that, John? I steal everything.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
I'm all right.
What are you doing, Charles?
I'm pretty good. Who's this?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. Like, why do you keep why do you keep texting prostitutes on Backpage?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're texting hookers. What's the deal?
I'm not doing anything. Who is this?
Yeah. No, you were texting a hooker. And do you know, like, when you text a hooker, even though you're not talking, you're getting charged on your phone?
Charged on my phone?
Yeah, we did a reverse charge on your phone because you text my hooker girl.
Yeah.
So, you're going to see a $29.99 charge for the first 5 text messages. On your next cell phone bill. And if you want to continue texting us for some penile arousal, it's going to be 5 cents a minute.
I haven't called anybody.
Sir, there's no sense in denying it. I have the text messages. That's how I have your phone number. And that's why I'm calling you now to tell you.
Okay.
So $29.95 will be on your bill. I don't know if you're still trying to get the pussy or not, but I mean, we can arrange that. But it's probably going to be a man. It's going to be some butt pussy. So are you done with that? I want to. What was that sound he made when he was like, oh. But he don't answer this shit.
Please leave your message for
Charles Goodwin.
Goodbye, Charles. This will be Lamar. Every time I hear Lamar, I think of the black dude from Revenge of the Nerds, the gay guy.
Hello?
How you doing? Is this Lamar?
Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Dwight.
You say this is who?
Dwight.
Dwight?
Yeah, you were texting my girl about some sexual services.
Huh?
Yeah, you were texting my girl about some sexual services.
Nah, you got the wrong person.
Nah, I got the right number, motherfucker. Don't be getting angry.
Man, what else?
I'm just letting you know there's going to be some charges on your phone. He got caught. He's like, oh no, fuck that.
You've reached Mr. Lovelace. Sorry, I'm out living my life at the moment. But if you will, leave your name and number, and I'm sure to get back with you. Thank you.
That's a very nice message there. And for you people who think that's a made-up last name, nope, that's his last name, Lamar Lovelace. Yeah, we're going to call Kevin down there in Mobile, Alabama. Make it sultry for you. You saucy minx. Yeah, this is Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Kevin. So...
Hey.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's your name?
I just saw this thing on Dateline. They were doing a story about exposing Johns. Dude, they got your fucking picture and phone number and shit on there. Something about you were texting some prostitutes on Backpage.
What?
Yeah. They said you were trying to get some hookers and shit.
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight.
I don't know Dwight.
Yeah, but don't. You gotta listen to this shit, man. They fucking had you on Dateline. They had your picture and everything. I'm fucking Freddy's friend.
Huh?
I'm Freddy's friend.
I have no idea.
But listen,
you sure you got the right person?
Yeah. Your last name's Graham, right? Kevin Graham?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they had you all over fucking Dateline. They had Chris Hansen on there exposing you, saying some shit that you fucking were on there, you know, trying to get some hookers and shit from Backpage. You were texting them, and it was a setup. You were soliciting female escorts and stuff.
I don't know, man. You got the wrong dude.
No, dude, I'm telling you. It's you. It's got your picture. They're like, oh, there was a clip on there that said, we got you down in Mobile, Alabama and shit. And they had your number and shit. They blocked out the last four, but I recognized your picture. And so I need to call you. It's fucked up. He's probably shitting his pants. Oh shit, I texted that fucking prostitute.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Of course it is. He doesn't want to play anymore. Okay, time to call Jose Torres. Thank you. conversation going on in the mixer channel. It's pretty fucking funny.
Please leave your message for 2-3.
See this fucking next one. Staccato. Wonder if that was inverted, his first name being Carter. Oh, I think we've had a pretty decent show considering I was going to play Monica tonight.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay, Anthony Lewis. Someone's in the mix for some unbandage, and I have no idea who they are. In a long time, the last person was Cool Rob. I think we've been okay since then.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Of course it is. That's what we get at the end of a show. Shit, it's... Fuck. This motherfucker keeps... I swear to God, it like tries to jump like to the almost beginning of my fucking show every time I click on something. So now I gotta scan all the way down to get the fucking numbers. There it is.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Who's this?
Yeah, it's Dwight, man. There's like a problem.
Who?
It's Dwight. Dude, they got you all over Dateline NBC and shit with your fucking photo and phone number and shit.
I got the wrong number.
No, no, listen to me, man. They're saying you like were propositioning some escorts and shit. They put it all over the news. They said you've been texting them.
A mailbox belonging to 2563.
Yeah. Larry, we're calling you. This is probably going to be the last call.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hello.
How you doing, Larry? Hey, Larry.
I'm gonna get the wrong number.
Larry.
Dude, the wrong number.
No, Larry, listen to me. It's important. Dude, they got your picture and number all over fucking MSNBC.
That's the wrong number, man.
No, dude, listen, they fucking said that like you've been like propositioning escorts through text messages and shit. They got your picture and your number and shit all over the place.
Oh, you got the wrong number, man.
No, I'm not bullshitting, man. How do you think I got this? How do you think I got this number, man? I had to call you and tell you. I mean, it's an emergency.
Come on, man.
They said, they said you've been calling hookers and shit, and you're trying to get them to blow you on the rig.
Oh, man. You got the wrong number, man. It's ridiculous.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Oh, man.
I suck your dick for some cheeseburgers, man.
Man, come on, man. I'm playing on my phone, man.
I'm playing on my phone, motherfucker. You called me.
Dude, I don't even know your number. I don't even know who you is.
I'm going to come out there and shit right in front of your front door.
You funny, man.
You're going to come out. You're going to come out. You're going to step in it. You're going to slip and fall.
Man.
But why, dude, why are you texting hookers? What the fuck?
Dude, man, I don't even know who the fuck you are. You just... Man, what is my number, man? Please.
What, don't be scared. Hey, I love you. He on the phone. Okay, it's exactly 1 a.m., and this will be the end of Dwight's show. So, what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to hang that up, and I'm going to thank Dashy for supplying me with his, for the prankings, and definitely thank Sloth for co-hosting for about the first hour and a half of the show. I would like to thank Neon for joining me for the prank that she was in. And, yeah. So, check it out. Tomorrow. It's going to be at about 11:25 Eastern Time in the PM. I will be on to broadcast for the Gary Brodsky Show. I encourage everybody to come and to be prepared to give Gary a call. We'll give him a ring-a-ding-ding and see if we can't cause some havoc. Because if anybody deserves it, it's Gary. I have some plans to try to piss Gary off before his show. I think Dashy's going to help me with that. But this should be some more comedy gold, just like last week for the BTR show. So we'll do that. And... I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'm looking at the Hearts Machine. We're at 1874. No fucking idea what any of this means. But fantastical. I will go ahead and get this uploaded. And so Enigma can go ahead and put it on the PCM page. And all that. So thanks to the head motherfucker in charge, Carlito, who is currently recovering. And, big ups, motherfucker. Peace in the hood and all that.